Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus this morning, Judy Long with the Free Clinics. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Mark.
Always great to have you here at the Q.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Mr. Brian B. Two Bird, WTZQ man about town.
Top of the morning to you,
Good
Mark.
Morning, sir. Great to have you here. So, Judy, the Free Clinics.
Yes, sir.
We got something special coming up.
And we do.
The Salon.
Yes.
13th annual?
13th annual. We've been doing this a while.
That's wild to me.
I know. It's hard for me to get my head around, too.
So we're going to talk about the Salon here in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
But first of all, folks who are out there listening and maybe haven't heard of the Free Clinics or maybe heard of it but don't really know what the Free Clinics is, tell us, just give us a rundown.
A rundown of the Free Clinics.
Yeah.
We are a safety net health organization. We use a lot of volunteers to provide up to 20 programs, and I won't name them all,
yeah.
That make sure that low-income uninsured folks can get access to care, can get high-quality care in our community. We have 178 health and community partners, which means doctors who let our patients come into their office free for a visit to make sure that they can get the care they need. We have volunteers who come and provide medical and psychiatric and endocrine and ophthalmology services at the office. We have a pharmacy. We have some community health programming to help people address the patients we serve, address needs like food, transportation, and housing. We work closely with all of the other organizations in town, so closely with the health department, closely with DSS and the schools and the jail and sheriff's office, and we're really integrated into the community, making sure that folks who are vulnerable folks can get the care that they need.
So what type of medical services are you providing there at the Free Clinics?
Well, we have a walk-in medical clinic. It's like a free urgent care.
Uh-huh.
So that's there once a week, every week. We have a psychiatric clinic that kind of corresponds with that. So it's a free psychiatric urgent care. And then we have a really innovative program that does group medical visits for folks who are really complex. It was started as a way for people who are using the emergency rooms too frequently to get healthcare in a different kind of setting.
Uh-huh.
And we have four different groups that are operating with that. One in collaboration with Blue Ridge, but another one starting up soon. And then one at the jail and two at our site. We call it our Bridges to Health Project. And that's a really exciting program that has outcomes that are off the charts and has been recognized nationally a few times.
Yeah.
Our little Henderson County communities won national awards.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'm going to step out on a limb here.
Yes, sir.
When I say that health insurance is a bit of a mess.
Health insurance is a huge mess, and it is something that keeps being a mess because they keep tinkering with it.
And so because of this, there are so many more people out there now, especially with small businesses, that aren't insured because they can't afford over $1,000 a month for health insurance. Are you seeing that effect through the Free Clinics?
Absolutely. And a lot of those folk may have a doctor that they can or get arrangements for on a sliding scale fee, but they don't now know where to get their medications. And so that's where our pharmacy comes in. We have folks who are relatively, you know, working and have some means to be able to afford some parts of their medical system, but can't afford the medications that are outrageously expensive. So our pharmacy works with them in that regard.
Well, but it takes volunteers to make that happen.
Yes, sir. 275 volunteers every year.
Wow. Wow. And it takes dollars to make this happen.
No question.
Thus, our lead into the Salon,
yes,
which is something that you've been doing now for 13 years. Tell us about that event.
It is my favorite party of the year. We always do it in an untraditional location. So this will be our second year at the Oriole Mill.
Yeah.
Which is a working artisan mill that is absolutely gorgeous.
That people don't really know about.
Exactly.
That's one of those hidden gems.
It is.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful location. And we're actually in the mill setting. So you get to see these two-story looms that are beautiful.
Huh.
And then we have 5 or 6 restaurants who do some fabulous food for us. So this year we're going to have sushi. We're going to have Flat Rock Bakery pizza. We're going to have Connoisseur, who's a new restaurant out in Mills River that's bringing an amazing menu.
Oh, wow.
Dandelion is doing their shrimp and grits, if anybody's interested.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
You scored the shrimp and grits from Dandelion?
I know.
Nice work.
And then Farm Burger's coming.
Oh, excellent.
Booty Finch will be doing some past hors d'oeuvres. We've got a whole selection of desserts that will make you drool. And then Crate's doing the wine, and we've got Bold Rock Cider, and Sierra Nevada is doing some of the beer for us. So it'll be, it's and two different musicians, so it's kind of a fancy cocktail party, if you will, in this untraditional setting. We have enough food to fill you up, enough drink to make you happy, and then there's a silent auction to keep you entertained.
And the bottom line, all the funds that are raised for this are going to
yes.
help with the free clinics. Are those dollars earmarked for anything in particular this
for
year?
For the salon, they're not earmarked okay. for anything in particular. They really keep us functional.
Yeah. Yeah, which you just got to have.
Exactly, exactly. And we're a great organization in the sense of our return on investment. We turn every dollar that is donated into $8 and change.
Wow.
Because we get so many volunteers and donated things.
So if I donated $100 to mm-hmm. the free clinics, it would almost be like donating $800.
Almost $850.
Wow.
In the value of care we're able to give
yeah,
to our community.
Exactly, exactly.
And last year we gave almost $10 million worth of care to our community.
What?
I know. It's
what's hard to believe is that in a community like Hendersonville or Henderson County, that there is that much need. But there is.
There is. There is. 1 in 7 of our members who live here in Henderson and Polk counties have qualify for our services. We took care of almost 2,000 last year, but we actually connected, when we talk about who we actually touched, it was almost 20,000 people that we touched by helping them get to the right place.
Wow. Obviously, there's a need for what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
And that need is going to continue.
Yes, sir.
As I step out on that limb about health insurance is a mess, and it's going to continue to be a mess for a while.
For a while.
So thus, the free clinics, the incredibly important work that you're doing. Judy, thank you for that. So the salon coming up, the 13th Annual Salon hosted by the Oriole Mill, it's coming up on Friday the 26th,
yes.
right? April the 26th. So that's just a few weeks away.
It is.
Just a couple of weeks away. You can get your tickets by calling 697-8422. We can also go online to WTZQ.com, right, Brian?
Scroll down to events. It's on the homepage. Click there. You'll get the information and a click-through link to the website where you can get your tickets now.
And I was noticing on our website that you got some sponsorship levels there. Do you still have some sponsorships
Absolutely.
Available?
We would love to have sponsors. Anybody who's interested, up from $250 is the lowest to $10,000 is the highest for
okay.
those really generous folk. I will put a plug in
yeah.
That tomorrow we have an early bird ticket price of $75 and
uh-huh.
it expires tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So get your tickets now.
All right. By
Otherwise,
calling,
it goes higher.
Calling 697-8422 or go online to WTZQ.com and scroll down to the Salon Free Clinics. You'll see it right there. Judy, for folks who are listening who want to find out more about the free clinics or maybe they need the services
yes.
of the free clinics, how do they find out more?
We call us at 697-8422.
That's that same number. Yep.
Our website is thefreeclinics.org, so it's really easy. And we're located off Upward Road, right almost at the corner of Spartanburg Highway.
Okay.
Off K Street. So they can come and find us any which way. Find us on Facebook at thefreeclinics.org.
All right. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Judy Long with the Free Clinics. Don't forget the Free Clinics 13th Annual Salon coming up at the Oriole Mill on Friday, April the 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. Get your tickets. Remember, the early bird pricing stops tomorrow. You got through tomorrow to call for only $75 a person. 697-8422 or go online to WTZQ.com.